Hello, I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. The young white conscripts in Mafi go through a basic training like no other. Along with the killing arts, they're trained in racism and homophobia. The setting is South Africa in 1981, when apartheid is still the law of the land and homosexuality is a crime. This powerful film is playing in select theaters and streaming on digital platforms. It stars Kai Luke Brummer as Nicholas Vanderswart, a closeted gay man making his way through the figurative minefields of that training, then the literal ones of combat against Soviet-backed guerrillas from neighboring Angola. It's an unusual star turn, a study in self-containment that illuminates the depths of the self so tightly contained. The film was adapted from an autobiographical novel by André Carl van der Merwe, but it eliminates the book's device of a cruel and rigid father in Nick's early life. Maybe the filmmakers thought it would be simplistic to have flashbacks in which a brutal father drives a sensitive young man into his mother's arms. The film, directed by Oliver Hermanus, is the opposite of simplistic. It raises provocative questions without answering them. Will the army make a man out of Nick? What does it mean to be a man? How does he manage to be so ostensibly closed off, yet stay open as he does to the possibility of passion and love? And what does the future hold for him once he's put his army days behind him? Those days meaning Nick's full two-year tour of duty. Basic training is only a prelude to perilous field operations on the Angola border. That's where the soldier's racism reaches full boil in the face of black Angolans who actually want to kill them. Long before that, though, we see them besieged by paranoid rants from their supposed superiors. The black savages are on our doorstep, so close we can smell them, a drill sergeant declaims early in their training. And when they cross paths with black countrymen, whose only offense is poverty, the soldiers see them as subhuman. Most movies stick to a single theme. Mafi dramatizes two, drawing tacit links between racism and homophobia as different manifestations of the same thing, our abiding fear of the other. The filmmaking is strong and confident throughout, and Kai Luke Brummer's performance is a revelation. He doesn't have passionate love scenes to play. That fits with Nick's need to keep his passion under control for the duration of his military service. What the actor does have is an uncanny ability to explain his character, who wants to make himself invisible to his comrades in arms, with barely visible changes of expression. He gives Nick the gift of yearning that sustains hope. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be off for 3 weeks and back on KCRW early in May with more reviews.